Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, in this episode, we're going to take a look at a song called Signs from 2010's Letting the Sunlight Back In LP. The song was originally written back in 2010. And so we're going to listen to that original version, but we're also going to listen to another version. Now, it came out as a live version on Live in the Black Hills from 2015, but this year, 2020, it is also my entry in the Tiny Desk concert. And so we're going to listen to, near the end of the episode, we're going to listen to that version as well, at least the audio of it. And then I'll place the link to the video on the podcast page. So anyway, this is Signs from 2010's Letting the Sunlight Back In.
and her guitar. For 2 weeks at camp, and all there's laughing kids, and there's cars, and there's parents, and they're hugging their children. And the sun finally begins to shine.
Original version of Signs from 2010's Letting the Sunlight Back In. We'll talk a little bit about the music here in a little bit, but I want to talk about the story. This is a story song. It's a road song. It has some characters in it. It's got me, it's got my father, and it's got my youngest daughter. And it's based on a road trip that we took together. And I'll give just a little bit of history so you kind of know maybe where the song is coming from. You can probably sense some of it, but there's a bigger story. I've talked earlier in other episodes about some of the challenges that we had. And one of the challenges was being fired, frankly, from being a director at a youth camp down in New Mexico. We worked there for the better part of 3 years and really loved it. Two full summers, the whole family, myself, my wife, our daughters, and then because of differences, it was a religious youth camp, and we had some, I guess I'd have to say, doctrinal and scriptural differences in perspective, which played out as personnel differences in who was doing what at the camp. Because of that, things got a little bit ugly, and this would have been back in 2005. The entire board, it was governed by a board of directors, and they got together and decided that I needed to hit the road, that was after the 2005 summer. We had two wonderful summers there, both very successful, and we loved it. But it was difficult to watch folks who had been considered good friends, some of them becoming somewhat enemies, and then others just being, I suppose, still friends, but just crying and doing nothing. And that's always difficult. I don't know if you've been in a situation like that where something happens and a beloved institution hangs in the balance, and individual human beings are sacrificed at the altar of the institution. That I've seen that story happen over and over again, and this is the aftermath, I suppose, of our story that is like that. So what happened then? My oldest daughter was off to college pretty quickly and was done with camp. My younger daughter, though, was deeply connected in with a lot of friends in her session, and we felt very strongly we didn't want to just say, well, you're not going back to that stupid camp anymore. So we definitely said, you know, if you want to continue going to camp until you could go through your senior year in high school, and we said, you know, we'll get you back there. We moved up to South Dakota. And so she continued to go and continued to have good friends. And it was difficult for her. It was a difficult thing because she had some dear memories and people had been, obviously we had been hurt and she had been hurt by the camp. But, you know, youth, young people sometimes are able to, sometimes they're better than old people at spitting out the bones and, you know, and just dealing with the good stuff. And she did a good job of that. But one year, and it would have been, I believe, 2010, probably. And I believe it may have been her last year to go to camp. We needed to take her down for camp. And that was always difficult for me. I was the one available to drive her. But driving her down to camp also meant that we got to see a lot of people who kind of reopened some difficult wounds and things like that. So my father, who lives here in town with us, volunteered to go along with me, help drive, but also I think more than that, just to be there because he knew how difficult that was for me. But also I wouldn't have backed out of it for the world. To be able for my younger daughter to be able to get her final year there at camp. And so that's what the trip was, from South Dakota down through Colorado to New Mexico to take my daughter to camp. So we'll take a look at the lyrics and talk a little bit about the ideas, and then we'll talk a little bit about the music in this first version. And then we'll take a listen to the new Tiny Desk Concert live version that I just did just last week. That's what we'll do this episode. Signs. I went down to New Mexico with my father and my little girl. It was unreal and it was dreamlike. It was like another world of enchantment, just like they say on the signs. So, of course, if you've been to New Mexico, you know that New Mexico is the land of enchantment, and it is. It was an enchanting place for us for many years. We absolutely loved it. Still love it, absolutely. Despite difficult memories there, it's a beautiful, beautiful state with just absolutely amazing culture and beauty and wonderful. And that became kind of the idea behind the song. What the signs say, how these states present themselves, but also in a bigger way, you know, what are signs? What are we looking for? Signs. Signs in the road sense, signs in a spiritual sense. How do you read the signs? Do you even notice the signs? So, moving on in the song. It was rainy and it was gray all across the Rockies. I drove the pickup truck. My father slept a lot. He's getting older now. so am I. So am I. You know, I've written a lot about aging, and this was, you know, literally 10 years ago, and so I was thinking about aging then. I'm obviously thinking about it even more now. It's a challenge as you get older, as you watch your children get older, as you watch your parents get older. And I think a little bit of that is what causes us to really focus and really squeeze the most, sometimes squeeze the most out of moments together, which this song was like that for me. I don't always do that. I'm not good at that. I get busy and I get distracted. But this song is a place where I stopped and I said, this is important stuff, you know. And my daughter, well, she isn't little anymore. She's 17 and riding behind these two old men in the back seat with her headphones. And we're stopping once again for a bathroom and another cup of coffee. Part of getting older is, you know, for me at least, measuring my life in cups of coffee and bathroom breaks. That's kind of part of what happens to the plumbing. And my daughter, of course, your children, you always, at some level, you always see them as children, but I was realizing, you know, she's 17. She's, of course, now it's 10 years later, you know, so she's like 20, 27. But at that point I was saying, wow, you know, both of my daughters have grown up. My older daughter is 4 years older than her. And so that's a piece of this song. Next verse. And my father knows how painful life can be. So we just talk about the signs we pass along the way. I'll pause there for a second. You know, I think underneath the surface, there was a lot of thought in his mind and in my mind and probably in my daughter's mind as well about what this trip was, how difficult it was, what stuff everybody was thinking about. But we didn't really talk about that. We just kind of talked about what was going by outside. We talked about the signs. We talked about what we saw, what we were passing through, what was immediate. And we knew that the other stuff was going on underneath there, but that's, we didn't take this time to hash through all of that. And that's all right sometimes. Sometimes you got to talk through it. There was an alternative, and I think that alternative maybe is a part of what this song is about. The next line. But he reaches across the front seat to put his hand on my neck, and he rubs it, just like he did when I was just 21, and my fiance had broke up with me, and I was on the run from myself, or at least from who I thought I was going to be. Who I thought I was going to be. And then we move into an instrumental piece. So this is kind of the hinge of the song, this and one more line coming up, but a couple of important things, the touch, the physical touch. My family growing up has always been physical touch. Rubbing each other's shoulders and backs and stuff like that, showing love through touch. That was always a big piece of my family, a big part of my relationship with my father. And the story that I alluded to there when my current wife and I broke up briefly right before our wedding many, many years ago, and I was just devastated. We eventually, that all worked out, and we're still together. But at that moment, I had no idea what was going to happen. And what I remember, you know, my dad said some things to me, I'm sure. And he helped me with some verbal wisdom. And I'm sure my mom helped me with some listening and some verbal wisdom, and friends did. But what I remember at that moment was my dad putting his hand on me and just putting his hand there and just you know, rubbing my neck. And that's a huge thing. And that was a huge thing on this trip. That's the way he said he understood. He understood what was going on. And he was there with me. And that's extremely important. And that's a big piece of it. Because, as I said, what had happened to me back there in the past was suddenly I thought I was not going to be who I thought I was going to be. I realized that the vision I had for things was just fell apart. Who I was just fell apart. Back then when my fiance and I broke up, and when this happened at the camp, it's a parallel. And we knew he knew what I was thinking about, how big of a dream this had been, and how it had not only fallen apart, but it had been crushed, and at some level, our family had been sort of trampled. And so who I am, as good as it is, it's not what I thought I was going to be. And that's always difficult. Even when you become clearly aware of who you are and that that's a good thing, when you're hyper-conscious of who you were, you thought you were going to be, how far you've fallen short of that, that's still a difficult thing. Still a difficult thing. As much as we think we're able to be in the moment, in the present, you know, still, it's not easy. It's not easy because we're human. So we have a little instrumental piece in there, and then we come back in to finish the song. So we drop off my daughter and her sleeping bag and her guitar for 2 weeks at camp. And there's laughing kids, and there's cars, and there's parents, and they're hugging their children. And the sun finally begins to shine. So we arrive at this place that I've been anticipating, and it's been dark and gray and gloomy this whole trip, and which is a sad thing when you're driving through Colorado to have it dark and gloomy and gray, and you can't even see the peaks. But the sun came out, and I saw, you know, this camp, as much as it's hurt me, as much as I'm frustrated with it, you know, there are kids coming here, and their parents bringing their kids. And it's an exciting thing, and they're excited. And it's about parents hugging their children. It's about touch. It's about that love. And so the sun finally began to shine, and the sun literally did shine. The trip home was bright. And we are what we are, not what we were going to be. We are what we are, not what we were going to be. And in the song, that's the place where I say, hey, that's what's important. Doesn't matter what I was going to be. I am what I am, and that's good. And I'm here with my dad, here with my youngest daughter, and we love each other. And the road stretches from bathroom to cup of coffee. And my father and I, we trade off driving and sleeping, and he rubs my neck and I rub his, and we can see all the peaks this time, all back through Colorado. It's so full of color, just like they say on all the signs, you know, colorful Colorado. It's so full of color, just like they say on all the signs, on all the signs. So this is a journey of dread and darkness and grayness that turns into something full of sunshine and color and enchantment, and for one reason, really, because the love is there, and the touch, and the togetherness in spite of all the pain of the history of what's happened. So in this version of the song, the song began as an instrumental. I had used my classical guitar and actually put together two tracks of classical guitar and really liked what I had. And so then I sat down and decided to basically tell a story. So I created the lyrics not with the guitar in my hand, but with the guitar tracks already laid down. And I told the story over that. Which is great because it gave the lyrics this just talking through it kind of feel, which I really love, especially for this song, for a story song. It feels like someone's just literally telling you a story. The challenge that it creates is that the lyrics didn't come along with the playing of the music. And so once I had recorded this, I thought, I don't know how I'm going to play and sing that ever. And so over the years, I had to work out, what do I do with this song when I play and sing it live? And I worked on it, and probably I've recorded this song live more than any other song that I've got. I mean, just little live versions on iPhones and things like that. But there are probably four or five out there on YouTube. But I'm not saying I perfected it, but I really got to a place where I feel really good about what I do with this song live now, and that's why it's my 2020 Tiny Desk Concert entry, a live performance of it sitting in my office that I'll play for you here in just a little bit. But in this original version, then, once I had done the lyrics, I felt like it needed something else. And what it needed really was a steel guitar, which I don't own and I don't play. So I did have a pedal that had some really nice effects on it. And I used an electric guitar and worked to get as gentle, background kind of steel guitar, background bed, dobro kind of sounding bed behind that as possible. That seemed to be what the song needed, and so it felt really good. In fact, on this album, probably this is the song I love the most from this album. It may be my favorite song that I've written. I'm not sure. That's hard to say because that feels unfair to all the others. But anyhow. So let's take a listen now to 2020's Tiny Desk Concert version. We'll play that, and I will definitely post the video on the podcast site. But we'll listen to the audio of that recording now, and then move toward the end of the episode.
Hi, I'm Scott Simpson. Welcome to my office, my desk. My coffee mug, my little bear on my coffee mug, my six string guitar, old guitar picked up several years ago at a pawn shop. Lots of stories in it. I had thought about doing something really elaborate this year, but I'm keeping it simple. I'm going to sing you one of those stories, a song called Signs, about a road trip with my father and my daughter. And we're going to record the whole thing on my iPhone. So here we go. I went down to New Mexico with my father and my little girl. It was unreal and it was dreamlike. It was like another world of enchantment. Just like they say on all those signs. I It was rainy and it was gray. All across the Rockies, I drove the pickup truck. And my father has slept a lot. You see, he's getting older now. So am I. Oh, yeah, so am I. But my daughter, you know, she isn't really little anymore. No, no, she's 17. Riding behind these two old men in the back seat, she got her headphones on. Yeah, we're stopping once again for a bathroom. And another cup of coffee. But my father, he knows how painful life can be. So we just talk about the signs we pass along the way. And he reaches across the front seat to put his hand on my neck, and he rubs it just like he did when I was just 21 and my fiance broke up with me. You see, I was on the run from myself. Or at least from who I thought I was gonna be. Who I thought I was gonna be. Drop off my daughter with her sleeping bag and her guitar. For 2 weeks in camp. Yeah, there's laughing kids and there's cars, you know. I look around and there's parents. Yeah, they're hugging their children. And the sun, where the sun, she finally began to shine. She finally began to shine, and we are who we are, not what we were gonna be. And the road stretches, bathroom to cup of coffee. My father and I, we trade off driving, sleeping, yeah. And he rubs my neck, and I rub his, yeah, yeah. We can see all the peaks this time, all back through Colorado. It's so full color, full of color, just like they say. On all the signs, on all the signs, yeah, so full of color. is like they say on all the signs. All the signs.
So that's the audio of my live performance for the Tiny Desk Concert 2020 of Signs. And that one's not available anywhere but on YouTube. But I'll post that video on YouTube for you. It's got that little bit of commentary at the beginning. Excited to see how that goes this year. It's my third year to be part of the Tiny Desk Concert. There's all kinds of great, amazing, creative, wonderful songwriters out there doing amazing things connected with Tiny Desk Concert. And I got to do a little improvised whistling instrumental break there in the middle. So thank you for joining me again for another episode of Dance and Moon Songcast. You can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Stream me on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, and on Apple Music. And as always, I deeply appreciate you joining me for Dance and Moon Songcast. My hope for you is that all of your journeys with loved ones will be enchanted and colorful. Be well.